Begin set of halachos in Simin Shin Yud Gimel Sif Vav. We start a little, and we're going to Mirta Hashem get to important applications. Now we mentioned that in Shin Yud Dalid we have the rule of Ein Binyan V'Sfira B'Kelim. In Shin Yud Gimel we have the exception. So in general, Kelim are not subject to being built. However, the Ramban. Did we say this already last time? The Ramban on Kuf Beis Amud Beis in Maseches Shabbos says that the rule of Ein Binyan B'Kelim means that you can't make a kli from the beginning to the. Ein Binyan B'Kelim means that if you have a kli that's already a kli, you can't add to that kli. But to make a kli from the beginning to end, everybody agrees Yesh Binyan B'Kelim. The Ramban says that's going to be the pshat in our halacha. Our halacha appears in the Gemara on Mem Zayin Amin Aleph. The Gemara Mem Zayin Amin Aleph tells us that if you have a mita shel teryasim, a bed that's used by travelers, that they take it apart and put it back together, then you are going to be chayiv. So let's see that halacha inside. And the Ramban is going to teach us that the reason why you're chayiv is because you're making a kli from the beginning to the end. Zokta heilige mechaber shin yugimel vav. Mita shel prakim, a bread that's made out of pieces, also la'achziru la'hatza. It's prohibited to put it back and forth together. V'imtaka, and if you screw it, chayiv chatas. Now here, the Chazon Ish in Simin Nun, Sif Tes, is mechaving to the Ramban. And he points out that the Gemara, it'll be in the Kolel, we went through the Gemara and showed how it emerges from the Gemara, but in the Night Kolel, in the Halacha L'maaseh Shir, we won't be able to do that. But the Gemara, says the Ramban, gives us three different levels of making a kli. You could take a kli with different parts and attach it like a bed that, let's say, screws in. An example that I would give is the Keter tables here in Israel. They have plastic tables where you could take out the legs and you could put them back in. So there, if you put it loosely in, that's one category, very loosely. Second is that you don't tighten it, but it's not loose. It's what the Rishonim call rafui ve'ena rafui. And then the third is to be tokea, is to screw it in. So here we're going to see that in halacha there are three different levels. Says the Mechaber, in toka, if you screwed it in, you made it in tara chibur chayav chatas. How are you going to explain that? Says the Ramban. The reason why is because that if you have something that's already a kli and you add to it, so then in such a case you say Ein Binyan B'Kelim. However, if you have something that wasn't a kli at all, and you make it into a kli and you make it tight, then you're going to be chayav chatas. V'imhi. Now first we're going to read the Mechaber without the Ramah. V'imhi refuya, and if it's loose, mutter l'chatchila. Then in such a case it's going to be mutter. If it's loose, then in such an instance it's going to be mutter. The middle category is kosho prakim. The kosho, according to some Rishonim, the kosho prakim. You know what? Let me give you even a better middle category. Sif Chet. Satso, if you have a bench, Shinishmat Echad Meraglov, that one of its legs fell out, Asur Lahachziro Lemekomo, you're not allowed to put it back to its place. What we're learning in Sif Chet is the middle category. Even though you're not making it tight, it's going to be Asur to put back because we're afraid that you're going to come to be tokeya. So therefore, let's talk halacha l'maisa. If you have that keter table, you have a table that you screw in and out, so then in such a case, if a person took the leg fell out, you're not allowed to even put it back. You're not allowed to put the leg back, even if you're not going to screw it back in hard. Why? Because the asur midrabban. If you screwed it in hard, then it'll be an isur daraisa. If, however, you just put it underneath, so then in such a case, it's going to be asur midrabbanan. That's halacha l'maisa. That's how we pass it. Okay, so we have these three categories, and then we have an interesting machlokis between the Maharam Mirutenberg and the Tur that appears in the Shulchan Aruch. What about a klei shel prakim? A klei shel prakim is different than a bed. A bed, if you're going to use a bed, you're going to screw it in tightly. A klei shel prakim are traveling utensils that have different parts to it, and you take them apart and you put them back together. Now, when you're putting together that klei shel prakim, you're not necessarily makbid in making it tight, tight, tight. When it comes to a bed, you're going to make it tight. But with klei shel prakim, that you're not going to do tight. So here we have a machlokes. Continues the mechaber back into Sivvav, in the second line. The klei shel prakim mutal farku lachzura b'shabbos. If it's made up of pieces, then it's mutter to take apart and put back together. The yesh mishom shadina kos kedina mita. And some say it has a din of a mita. What's the machlokes? The machlokes is when you have something that you're mahadek, but you're not tokeya, do we treat it also as a din tokeya? That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains. Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Memhei, the Yer Hayesh Mishom, the second line in Sif Katan Memhei, the Yesh Mishom is really keeping the Alkapanim Derech Lahadek, Gambi Rafli Osir Kamoba Mita Shel Prakim, since the Derech is to make it. To make it firm, even though you're not going to be tokeya, to screw it in really hard, nevertheless, that's going to be osur. Mm-hmm. So this is one machlokes. How do we paskin on this machlokes? So lichatchila, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Menvav says to be choshesh for it, but b'di'eved, if you have those items that are you're not tokeya them, and you do it roughly. So then, Lasara Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Menvav says that you could be Mako. That is one machlokus over here between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Second machlokus between the Mechaber and the Ramah revolves around the following. What happens if you take something that the Derech is to be Tokeya, but you're to screw it in tightly? But what you do is, you're Machmit to do it roughly. You're careful, you're going to do it roughly. So in such a case, do we say that if you do it roughly, that that's going to be mutter, and say, well, you did it roughly, and then it's mutter? The simple reading of the Mechaber is yes. So as long as you do it roughly, it's mutter, which is a simple reading of the Gemara on Zayin on the base. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, says, "Imhaya roughly mutter." That's what the Gemara says, two lines from the top. And that's how the Mechaber reads. Let's read the Mechaber again. Mita shel prakim, also lasu lahadka. Mutter, it's going to be mutter. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah adds a chumrah. The Ramah adds two words. Says the Ramah in Sif Katan in Sivav, v'imi darka lios rafui, if the derech is for it to be rafui. In other words, anything that the derech is to be takua is always aser, even if it's rafui, according to the Ramah. Ironically, this diuk is a diuk of no one less than the Beis Yosef himself in the tour. But the Beis Yosef himself, when he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, didn't write it, and the Ramah came along and says, you forgot your own chumrah. So the Chazanish says, he didn't forget his own chumrah. He didn't baskin like his own chumrah. Isn't that fascinating? Anyhow, at the end of the day, the Chazanish is Mako within the Shita. The Mishnah Berurah is Machmir. And therefore, that is our general psak. No one suggests that you could put the table on the leg and do it roughly if the derech is lahadik. If the derech is lahadik, then it's going to be usher. Now we're going to need to take a break for a week. We're going to need to take a break for a week because I'm Baruch Hashem going to America for a Talmud Chasana, and we're stopping mamish in the middle of the sugya. So Mirtz Hashem, next Monday night we'll resume. Oh wow, I missed you. That means we have to say,